for being here. And I appreciate she did much of the things that I was going to do too, so of the staff. And I will say too, we thank the staff of St. Joan's for being here and for making all of this work for us tonight. And we thank the Church of St. Joan of Arc for always giving space for peace voices. Whenever I call St. Joan of Arc and say, I need a space, if it's at all possible, they will give it to me. And thank you. Thank you. I also want to thank all the members of the Minnesota Alliance of Peacemakers and members of WAM who sold tickets for this event. Because this is what made this happen. Some people went out, they invited their friends to come, and you are all here, and I thank them for that. This evening, I have the honor and the privilege of introducing our speaker, Malalai Joya. Malalai is on tour in the United States to promote the second edition of her autobiography, Raising My Voice, The Extraordinary Story of an Afghan Who Dared to Speak Out. This was initially published in the U.S. under the title A Woman Among Warlords. That's the book probably some of you have read. As many of you know, the U.S. government initially denied a travel visa to Ms. Joya, who has been a vocal critic of the UN-NATO war on her country. Supporters in the U.S. immediately mounted a protest campaign that included letters from the ACLU, groups of writers and academics, and 9 members of Congress, including our own Keith Ellison and Betty McCord. Senator Franken also called the embassy where she was trying to get her visa and sent a letter to the State Department. So we want to thank all of them for the help that they gave us to make sure that Malalai was with us tonight. There is so much that one could say about this incredible woman, and of course, not enough time to say it. So I am choosing to keep my introduction relatively short. Malalai was born in Farah Province in western Afghanistan. In 1982, when she was 4 years old, her family fled Afghanistan to live as refugees in neighboring Iran and later in Pakistan. Returning to her home country of Afghanistan 16 years later after the Soviet withdrawal. Inspired in part by her father's activism, Ms. Joya became a social activist, beginning as a teacher in secret girls' schools, holding classes in a series of basements. She hid her books under her burqa so the Taliban couldn't find them. At a young age, she became director of a non-governmental women's group and established a free medical clinic and an orphanage in her impoverished home province of Farah for some of the children left parentless by the endless wars in Afghanistan. Malalai Joya gained international attention when, as an elected delegate at a constitutional assembly in Kabul in 2003, she stood up and denounced her country's powerful US-NATO-backed warlords. She was only 25 years old. 2 years later, she became the youngest person elected to Afghan's new parliament. In 2007, she was suspended from parliament for her persistent criticism of the warlords, the drug barons, and their cronies. She said they didn't belong there. Her suspension generated international protests, and appeals for her reinstatement have been signed for by high-profile writers and intellectuals, such as Noam Chomsky, and politicians, including members of the parliaments from Canada, Germany, the United Kingdom, Italy, and Spain. Since her suspension, Malalai Joya has continued to be an outspoken critic of warlords, fundamentalists, occupation of Afghanistan. She is a staunch defender of human rights and a powerful voice for the women of Afghanistan. In 2010, Time magazine named her one of the 10 most influential people in the world. Foreign Policy magazine listed Jorah in its annual list of top 100 global thinkers. And she was named one of Guardian newspaper, the Guardian from England, top 100 activists and campaigners just last month. She is the subject of the documentary Enemies of Happiness, which won the World Cinema Jury Prize at the Sundance Film Festival and the International Human Rights Film Award at the Berlin International Film Festival. She has received many, many international awards and recognitions for her efforts for human rights, justice, and democracy in Afghanistan. And I'm not going to tell you about them, or we would be here all night. Mala Lajoie's willingness to speak out against injustice and the powers that dominate the political scene in Afghanistan have come at a high price for her personally. She has been physically and verbally attacked by fellow members of the parliament. She has received many death threats and has survived 4 actual assassination attempts. However, she will not be deterred. In response to such threats, Joya has stated, "Never again will I whisper in the shadows of intimidation. I am but a symbol of my people's struggle and a servant to their cause. And if I were to be killed for what I believe in, then let my blood be the beacon for emancipation and my words a revolutionary paradigm for generations to come." She said, "You can cut the flower, but you cannot stop the coming of spring." Please welcome Mala Lajoie.